Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Joining me today, Babette Adcock, president of Friends of KEDM, and also Patrick Girl from Tenori's Wine Cellar on Louisville Avenue. Babette, Patrick, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
And a big event coming up. Friends of KEDM, the wine tasting this Thursday, Babette.
Yeah, it's always a big event for KEDM and for Tenori's Friends of KEDM. We have a great friend in Tenori's with offering us the venue to have such a wide variety of tastings from the KEDM cookbook, Variations and Improvisations, which we also will have on sale at Tenori's. It's actually on sale year-round at Tenori's.
Mm-hmm.
But different wines, come and show your support. The funds do benefit the station. That's what Friends of KEDM is about. We know the importance of public radio in our community, and we just really want to keep that around.
Yeah. How long have you been with Friends of KEDM?
I've been with Friends of KEDM for 1 year. I was kind of appointed. I love the station. I love what I get from the station daily, just listening. And the big importance is, you know, if I listen, I have to fund it. I have to do something. It's not free.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that strongly about it. I've always said I feel it's a gift to my child to have it in our community, and I really I enjoy it. So I want to give back.
And with everything going on, a lot of coordinating activities and events as president of,
yeah.
of the organization.
Friends tries to stay active in the community. We work a lot with the arts community to be present at art crawls and those things, just so everyone is aware. We are here. We're still here. We need your support. Buy a cookbook. Come to our wine tastings at Tenori's. We also do a beer tasting in the summer. But we work a lot with Tenori's, and the wine tasting is our big annual event too.
Yeah, this Thursday evening from 6 to 8 at Tenori's on Louisville Avenue. Patrick joining us today as well. Patrick, featured wines. I'm sure there's going to be some special things coming up Thursday evening.
Oh yeah, we're going to have a whole bunch. You know, we're going to have the more common things like the Cabernet, the Merlot, and the Chardonnay. We'll have a Sauvignon Blanc or two, but we're also going to have some different and unusual things.
Some surprises.
Absolutely. Look at this bottle right over here. You know, this is actually a bottle of a blend of Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon. It's called Cosentino, the novelist, and it's a white Bordeaux style wine. And we're going to have unusual blends like the Span Mojo and some very, very nice things. And we're going to do something a little bit different that I don't think anybody's ever done around here. We're actually going to taste out a sangria. So that'll be a little bit different, and that'll appeal to those people that don't like real dry wines.
I know during the membership drive, Babette was kind of reading up a little bit on wines and things like
yeah.
that. So she's got to get her ready for Thursday.
That's good.
Patrick, I'm sure with the listeners of KEDM, there's a shared an appreciation of, you know, with Tenori's and as well among the listeners that come in to talk about trying to choose, you know, a proper wine for whatever meal they may have or a special celebration.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So can you tell us a little bit about some, you know, sharing some of those conversations with the listeners of KEDM that come in?
Oh, wow. Most of the time when people come in and talk about it, you know, KEDM is a big topic of conversation at Tenori's, and we're always happy to talk about it, support the station. But when the people come in and ask about listeners come in and ask about the wines, they're usually there to match it with a meal of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important when you're doing this to bring me the information of what you're going to have. Don't just say Italian. Because there's a lot of different kinds of styles of Italian dishes. Got to know whether it's a white sauce or a red sauce, whether it's going to have pasta or just meats and fish or what style it's actually going to be.
Mm-hmm. Babette, what makes the wine tasting event unique and memorable?
Oh, gosh. The people there, you get to visit with everyone. We like to have our station personalities pour, and what people don't realize too is when they're pouring, they get to visit with everyone, and so many different people from the community come out. And I mentioned yesterday that we had one year Rob Lloyd. Last year Rob Lloyd did some jazz and provided the background music. This year we're gonna have a lady play keyboard named Mary, and that's gonna be wonderful. It's just a great little atmosphere, you know, and you get to visit, see people. A lot of times you see people you haven't seen in a while. It's on a Thursday night, so you also get to think about what you may need as far as wine and such for the weekend, and you're conveniently there.
I guess something else that's memorable, probably not only the featured wines that we'll be having Thursday night, but also some of the food that's prepared.
Absolutely, from Variations and Improvisations. We're also, you could be the lucky winner of an HD radio that we're going to raffle on a lovely Tenori's wine basket. So there are plenty of memorable things.
And I understand that the station manager, Joel Willer, is going to bring over a couple of the HD radios so that people can actually get to experience HD radio that we've been talking about for a couple of years on KEDM.
Exactly. KEDM2, which is the jazz channel, and KEDM3, Ideas, which has lots of news and information programming there. So we are definitely looking forward to coming up Thursday evening. Babette, there is an admission fee to come into the wine tasting, but outside of that, folks can find out more by getting in touch with you or Patrick, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And how do they do that?
You can call the station, and anyone at the station knows how to get in touch with me or Patrick.
The number at Tenori's is 325-4100, and the address is 801 Louisville Avenue.
Thursday evening, 6 to 8. Babette, Patrick, thank you for joining us. We'll see you at the wine tasting coming up Thursday evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can hear this and other Alanya podcasts by visiting The Listening Room online at kedm.org.